Warning. This girl is nutty. Do not take all the things she says too seriously. Listening to music over the recommended level and looking at too many hot Asian guys has scrambled her brain. Please do not stare too long at her. She will make funny faces at you.
Howdy, people of the real world. Kimicho is my name, and being anemic is my game. Don't know what anemic means? It comes from the word anemia. Okay, I guess I'll crack out the dictionary. Anemic, where are you, anemic? Okay, it's a pathological deficiency in the oxygen-carrying component of the blood measured in unit volume concentrations of hemoglobin. Red blood cell volume, or red blood cell number, I guess, aka it really means that I just get really cold really easy. So I guess before we start the real part of the show, I guess I'll do your supporters or whatever, your broadcasting supporters. This show is brought to you by your blood cells. Aren't you happy that you have more than this poor girl? Anyway, for those who actually care, I had a great time in Disneyland from Wednesday to Saturday. Although I didn't exactly get back on time, I got stuck in the airport for a good 5 hours. I really hate the airport. And thus, I missed J-Rock Khan's concert. I really wanted to see it, but I guess that's life. Let's see, what else can I say? I guess I just better start talking. So, maybe we'll talk about J-Rock Khan since I did go on Sunday for sure. I was thinking about making one kind of right after I got back, but you know me, I procrastinated. And it pretty much would have been a good one too since I had a friend of mine, Bubbles. You may remember her from a couple podcasts ago. I guess I really should stop muddling and all that crap, rambling. But I guess you guys can see that most of the show will consist of Vidal, but I don't really know too much about them or have too many songs by them. So kind of bear with me as I do a little mix of everything, but mostly have Vidal's information. So, before I start my rambling rampage again, here's Mommy X Daddy.
Take
History breakdown shit section, I guess. Vidal is an indies visual K band that started out its activities back in February 2002. They originally signed to the Matina label, but after Matina's closing down, they were quickly signed to Kisaki's new label, Undercode. But already they are gaining quite a following, and it's hardly surprisingly why, with their gorgeous black and dark grotesque look and their manic twisted music to match. They're really easily captivating and really hold a hell of a promise to go far. I know that's pretty much why I fell in love with them just recently. Well, news-wise, since I've recently got into them, I don't really know too much about them. But from what I do know a couple dates, like 2005, 06, 26, Hyde and Yukine officially leave the band. 2005, 07, 01, participating in the live DVD, I don't know what it's called. I believe 2005, 07, 13, the release of another live DVD is produced. 2005, 07, 13, Shun and Guru officially join the band, playing in a new club. So that's pretty much all I know, but hopefully someone can hook me up with a 411 if anything new has happened. But music, okay, that's a section I can do. Their music is a good mix of melody and groove, sometimes mellow, sometimes deranged, but always very I don't know, I can't find the word to look for this. Always good. From what I've heard anyways. They have become increasingly popular and are still going strong with both in the Japanese indie circuit and abroad. Kisaki has mentioned that he would like to promote the band in Europe. So, Europe people, watch out. Vidal just might be heading your way. Vidal is really another band who's really taken the classic Matina style and added their own twisted edge to it to make it kind of unique. Julie, I think that's how you pronounce it, has a really lovely voice, equally suited to cooning and screaming. He's really a delight to listen to. Rame is one hell of a bassist. sorry. I'm trying to get over that. And it's really, I guess it's really unusual bass lines, yeah, there we go, that really drive this music and make it so catchy, I guess. The twinning guitars, at once manic and gravely and sweet and melodic, make for quite a sound. So far, I think they released at least 2 mini albums. I'm still not that sure. I've really heard some great things about Vidal Live. I just wish I could see for myself. Their look, I believe it's going more for the grotesque, gothic style. These guys are all about the dark and twisted, bloody, lots of black, of course, and lots of blood, and might I say, I still say it looks fantastic. So I guess now here's the time to be cueing the next song, Heroin.
Just have love.
Clap your hands. Okay, so how about we meet the members? Jui, position vocals, birthday June 30th, blood type O, height 172 centimeters, weight 50 kilograms, shoe size 25.5 centimeters. Mr. Velvet's voice, Jui, is the vocalist of the band. His vocal range is very versatile. As he is able to hit both crystal clear high-pitched notes as well as deep hushed tones as well. He is also in charge of the lyrics. By his writing style, he seems to be very fond of word games. He also has written a lot of songs for the band. Before joining Vidal's ranks, Jui was in an indies band. Let's see, what was it called? Divine? I know that there was one that was called Rasa or something like that. He was also part of Kisaki's project, lending his smooth voice to their clear, their what's it called, candy-coated ballads. So the next person would be Shun. Shun is one of their guitarists. Birthday, February 15th. Blood type AB. Height 183 centimeters. Weight 50 kilograms. Shoe size is 27.5 centimeters. He officially joined the band on July 13th, 2005. Shun joined the band to replace Hyde as lead guitarist. Shun was formerly known as Kaede from bands Chlorize and Gossip. I personally don't know any more information about him, so I'll move on to the next person. Jiru, I think that's how I pronounce it. Position guitar, birthday August 21st, blood type A, height 164 centimeters, weight 52 kilograms, shoe size 26 centimeters. He officially joined the band on July 13th, 2005. Jiru joined the band to replace Yukine as rhythm guitarist. Jiru was known as Uraha in his previous band, Lilith. I don't really know him for more information, so I'll go on to the next person. That would be Ranmei. He has the position of bassist. Birthday, June 11th. Blood type A. Height, 163 centimeters. Weight, 49 kilograms. Shoe size is 25.5 centimeters. He, I would think, is the group leader. Ranmei is a bassist for the band. He writes most of the music. Knowing this, it is no surprise that most of Vidal's songs have a very distinct bass line. Bass line. Very often followed with the guitar solos to a second place. Ranmei is a bit goofy on stage because he has a very poor sense of rhythm. I usually compare him to like Mana, who is Malice Mizer, because Mana used to play the bass and Ranmei used to play guitar, and Mana can't dance or move. You know what I'm talking about. They pretty much both aren't very gracefully moving either. All that aside, Ranmei rocks. He's a very good musician and he puts the groove into the band's music. So I have him go on to the next person, which is Taro. He plays the drums. His birthday is on September 8th. Blood type B. Height 164 centimeters. Weight 55 kilograms. Shoe size goes from 24.5 to 25 centimeters. While hidden behind his heavy gear, he's nevertheless seems to be more of the prankster, I guess, of the whole band. He's always very lively and timely on the drums. I believe he also plays a good piano. He has played a few parts for some of the band's releases, mostly notably for the song, I'm going to probably pronounce this wrong, but Kimi wo no sosete, no seite, or whatever. A very good ballad, mostly with Jui singing and Taro's playing the piano. He has also been on a small but non-visual band from Hokkaido before going to Tokyo and meeting up with Ranmei to form Vidal. So I guess I can go on to some of the past members. Here we go. Hyde, position, guitar, birthday May 16th, blood type A, Height, 173 centimeters. Weight, 60 kilograms. Shoe size, 26 centimeters. He originally joined the band on September 9, 2003, but he left the band on June 26, 2005. Hyde joined the band after Ayano's departure. He was previously with a band called Vanilla, which had also disbanded sometime earlier. Hyde was also previously in Alusa, I think that's how you pronounce it, and After Effect. He wrote several songs for the band, bringing a harder edge to their sound. Supposedly, he left due to health problems, and his farewell message to the fans was quite emotional. Yukine is the next person. He played the guitar. His birthday is on March 27th, blood type O, height 163.3 centimeters, weight 50 kilograms, shoe size would be 25.5 centimeters. He left the band on June 26, 2005. He was Vidal's rhythm guitarist from the creation of the band until his departure. Yukine usually appeared to be the calm and collected, sometimes wearing a little smirk, even though his choice of visuals was often the heaviest of the band. Seems like he liked to hang out in the back. He produced Homo Crash Trap video, where the rest of the band teases him for being gay. Not to say that he's actually being gay. He was a roadie for a band that I can't remember its name. It's something like Cara Maria or something. I don't remember. But supposedly, Vidal was his first serious band. Now, on to Ayano, the last member, or past member, I guess. Position, guitar, birthday, August 20th, blood type B. Height, 174 centimeters. Weight, 54 kilograms. Shoe size would be 26 centimeters. He left the band on August 30th, 2003. Ayano was Vidal's lead guitarist since the band's creation until August 30th, 2003. The circumstances that led to his departure are still a bit obscure, the official explanation being the generic musical differences. One, I guess, rumor has it that there was some sort of disagreement over something that Ayano did, but no one seems to be quite sure. Before joining Vidal, Ayano was in the band Miserable. He is currently in the band Gimmick. So I guess that's another cue for the next song. After you're probably tired of listening to me talk. So I believe the next song is called Arachnophobia or something like that. Agoraphobia. Being the curious person I was, not to mention bored, I just looked it up to find out what kind of fear it is. It is an abnormal fear of open or public places. I never thought that someone could be afraid of a vast pasture of daisies. But I guess it exists. Since I'm all out of info about Vidal, I guess now is the time to ramble about J-Rock Connection. Not really that much happened. I really wasn't expecting anything big. I was mostly there just to show that I supported what they were doing and hope to spread the love. So really, in steps, I registered, went to some panels, stared at some pretty artwork, meandered about the small dealer's room, and freezed my ass off in the viewing room for a couple hours. The only thing I regret is that I should have brought a jacket. It was effing cold. I swear they had the air conditioning on in that room. Oh, it's cold. So, I think this might be the next song, or the last song, so if you don't hear anything, then ta-da! You've listened. listen to the last song on episode 9 of Nutty a Hermit. So here is Chigre by Gazette. Since I really need to work on my psychology project of personality disorders, since I've been procrastinating that for about 2 weeks, so I guess turn in for Thursday's episode, hopefully. And until then, I sure am nutty.